One more tech, one more games. It's all right here on T-Tech.
Yo, yo, Nation TFM here. Hey, 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 it's TV here. All right, so huge news just came in today, and it's not a really a very happy kind of news. According to reports, Epic Games has laid off about 870 jobs, cutting 16% of its workforce. That is a lot of people. The news showed a memo from Epic Games CEO, Tim Sweeney, describing his decision. He said that Epic Games has been spending more money than they earn, investing in the next evolution of Epic, and also growing Fortnite as a metaverse-inspired ecosystem for creators. And Tim also admitted that he has been optimistic that they can power through this transition without layoffs, but he now realized that it was unrealistic. Epic Games is not a first company that conducted this mass layoffs. Over the past few months, Ubisoft and Sega have both been reported to be laying off their staff as well. You know what they say? I don't think the economic these days are really, really that optimistic. So if you've got a job right now that is quite good, stay on to it. But at the same time as well, if you feel like you are working in a toxic environment and you need a change, go for that as well. Do what you need to do, but also keep your livelihood good, all right? On TFM.